Better Sex Blog, Archives for October 2014. Orgasm Fairy Tales and the Movies, Part 2. By Batsheva Marcus, LMSW, MPH, PhD. Most women, hovering somewhere around 96%, can have orgasms. There's a direct correlation between the ability to experience orgasm and sexual satisfaction, as most women who have them will generally assure you. The corollary, that the inability to achieve orgasm lowers a woman's level of sexual satisfaction, is also true. There have been numerous books that try to describe what women and men feel during orgasm. Strikingly, although the descriptions vary widely, there is a great deal of overlap between the descriptions given by men and women. This leads me to my general principle that no two orgasms may be alike, but that they do not differentiate by gender. Orgasms are good for you, helping to bring blood into the vaginal area, keeping your vagina moist and supple, and they are relaxing. Best of all, they usually feel great. So what actually is happening when a woman experiences orgasm? During the excitement phase, when a woman becomes turned on, typically her breasts swell up, her nipples become erect, and her uterus tips downward. At this point, additional stimulation to her clitoris, vulva, and vagina will bring on general body tension and will increase blood flow to the vulvar-vaginal area. As the blood keeps building in the vulvar-vaginal area, a woman will experience her genitals as tense and tight. This feeling, often accompanied by tingling, swelling, and wetness, is generally experienced as pleasurable. During this time, a woman is also receiving neurological stimulation. The nerve endings in her clitoris, vagina, and vulva are being stimulated and are experiencing greater and greater stimulation. At the point where the stimulation reaches a crescendo, the nerves shoot off to release tension. A series of involuntary contractions occur in response. The contractions, which occur in the uterus and vagina, carry the blood away from the genitals and back to the rest of the body, unless she tries to have another orgasm. Most women experience this resolution time as one where tension fades away and there is a general relaxed feeling in the genitals. I think the biggest misconception about orgasms is that there are different types of orgasms. People say there are clitoral orgasms and vaginal orgasms. What they really mean to be saying is that there are some orgasms which were brought on primarily from clitoral stimulation, and there are some orgasms which are brought on primarily from vaginal stimulation. But if those people are totally honest, they'd have to say that there are also orgasms that are brought on by nipple stimulation, squeezing the pubococcygeus muscles, and stimulation of the vulvar area as well. Essentially, there is no end to the stimulation that may lead to orgasm. There really is no such thing as a clitoral or a vaginal orgasm. There are orgasms, period. Some women enjoy stimulation more in one part of their genitals than other parts. Some women have more nerve endings in one part of their genitals than other parts. No orgasm is better than another, and there is no evidence that one type of orgasm is more intense than another.